Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being changed by woe, allowing the sorrow and distress that we experience in life to, well, be godly sorrow, to change how we look at life, how we look at others, how we look at ourselves, even how we look at God. And so each day we're taking a look at a different aspect of things that the Bible says, well, were produced by the godly sorrow that we experience. And today we're going to look at being changed or having a changed indignation. Probably not a word we use often. Sometimes we translate that, in our mind at least, if not out loud, as a righteous anger. But this indignation, this concept of being upset, we use the term righteous because, well, most of the time, without a godly element to it, our indignation, our anger is anything but righteous. But the godly sorrow that we experience, the woe of life, ought to change our indignation from being all about us, which is usually the things that we get mad about. I didn't get my way. I didn't get this. I didn't have the opportunity for that. And, you know, that goes on and on. But at the center of all of it tends to be I. And when we experience woe, when we experience godly sorrow, it grows within us a compassion to where our indignation is changed and directed towards, well, injustice, directed towards things that are not right, directed towards things which are keeping people from Jesus. Mark chapter 10, verse 13, it says, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. The disciples had a form of indignation. They thought Jesus shouldn't be bothered. Get these little kids away from Jesus. He's got more important things to do. But Jesus had an indignation that was brought about by a compassion. For the children, for the moms that were bringing them, for those who would seek him. And this changed indignation is a movement from our thoughts and reactions centering around us towards our thoughts and reactions centering around people needing to encounter Jesus. The barriers that often get put into place that keep people from seeking Jesus. Barriers of culture. Barriers of economics. Barriers of race. Barriers of any kind that keep people from approaching Jesus are the things that we ought to be indignant about. To insist that can't continue. This changed indignation is an understanding and a realization that without Jesus, people are lost. And it's through our experiencing of woe, of godly sorrow, of distress, that we learn compassion. And And it's through this learned compassion and the practice of it that our heart goes out towards those that are just trying to find Jesus. They may be struggling and they may be doing it in ways that don't look pretty. In ways that are not like us. But the encounter with Jesus is what they need in order to be transformed, just like the encounter with Jesus is what you and I needed in order for us to be transformed. And when we see, and when we do anything that will tell a person you don't belong, stay away. I believe we would experience the same indignation from Jesus that the disciples did. And when we identify with the hurting nature of people, our indignation is changed. And we do whatever it is to love, to share truth, to embrace, to clear a path towards Jesus, a path of truth, a path of love, a path of compassion. And when the things that angered Jesus begin to anger us, our indignation is changed. And when our indignation is changed, our expressions of anger change. And when the Bible says that we should be angry and not sin, we're not quite sure how to do that. Because our human natural expressions of anger are often very sinful. But what happens if our indignation is changed so that the expression is one of compassion, rather than one of condemnation? As we closed out Matthew chapter 23 last week, we found Jesus weeping, crying out over Jerusalem, how he longed to gather them in his arms, but they were not willing. His indignation, not just towards the disciples, but his indignation towards the religious leaders, towards the people of Jerusalem, towards those that should have been seeking him, led him to a greater compassion. And a final statement that one day they would cry out, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." That's a transformation. And that's what happens when we allow the godly sorrow that we experience to change our indignation from that of the flesh to that of the Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to experience compassion through the things that we suffer. The distress and woe of life that teach us how others experience life and how they need compassion Father, help us to understand the indignation of Jesus towards his disciples at times, towards the religious leaders, towards the crowds, towards those that, well, that were becoming stumbling blocks. And Father, as we consider that, may we not be those stumbling blocks in the lives of others. And may our compassion lead us to viewing people as valuable and lead us into clearing the way, the path, rather than standing in it, so that people could find Jesus. Father, may the things that we experience in life teach us. Teach us about the things which have upset Jesus. But not just the things that have upset him, but how he responded to them. Father, that our indignation would not lead us down a human nature, sinful, angry response, but would lead us to a right response. And Father, in all of this, as our indignation is changed, as we live with greater compassion, may we continue to pronounce Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. That it isn't anything and everything is acceptable, but that anything and everything can be transformed as we come to Jesus and are cleansed. That no one is outside the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Forgive us for those times where we've decided in our mind that there are those that are hopeless, lost causes. May we help people encounter Jesus rather than hinder them. And may we begin by lifting up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.